This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
This past winter, another class officer and I organized the 1972 West Genesee Class Reunion, number 40 to be exact. To promote the event, we thought everyone would learn the details through Facebook. It turns out, many our age don't do Facebook. They're just not comfortable sharing all kinds of information for the world to see. Funny, because when I drive through neighborhoods to landscape consultations, I observe people telling us all about their lives through the way they maintain their properties. It really doesn't matter if they live in a high-end zip code or a more modest address. I've observed that if you don't wash your car, then you probably don't pull weeds. And as I learned from my in-laws, even pulling your vehicle out of the garage to take advantage of the occasional heavy rain constitutes a natural washing. Life can be easier when we work together with nature. Now, before the event, we pulled out the old class yearbook to share what we knew about our classmates. We noticed that we had lofty expectations for some who seemed to drift away like pieces of wood on the ocean. And then there are those who truly did make a difference, often not through their bank accounts, but by choosing work that impacted many generations. Teachers, social workers, various medical personnel, the worker bees. Now, I believe that I lucked out because I found my life's passion early and chose my college field based in horticulture. While it's true that I still spend a lot of time studying and reading about plants, much of what I know comes from paying attention in outdoor landscapes, the kind of education everyone can afford at any stage of life. I've learned that when a newly planted plant isn't thriving, it often can be successfully moved to a different spot where it will reach its full genetic potential. For example, sites facing southwest in the long and intense afternoon sun can be limiting. Afternoon sun is twice as intense as morning sun. The air has warmed, and this sunlight, lasting until dusk, can really bake the soil. Now, noonday sun is twice as intense as afternoon sun and is the harshest on plants, particularly if it's situated next to a light-colored building or pavement. Light waves bounce around and can quickly scorch plants. Remember that only mad dogs and Englishmen are out in the noonday sun. Morning sun, easier on plants, is gentle as it awakens the world. Mature plants that have struggled for years might not easily survive a transplant. The great news is that a lot has changed since our high school days. Working with nature, scientists have enhanced the positive aspects of various plants and developed choices that flourish in many different planting locations. As with everyone else's career, it's not like it was when we were back in high school. In the same way that you take advantage of modern technology for a new roof or dishwasher, there are state-of-the-art landscape options. So if you are thinking that perhaps you might bring your own yard up to date, this is a great time of year to do it. Most weed seeds are done sprouting, the warm soil readily accepts the pending rain, and roots will grow steadily through the fall. This is my very favorite time to push a shovel into the ground and install something that might thrive to please future generations. If you haven't tried it for a while, now's a great time. The best way to get something done is to begin. I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.